This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Was-salatu was-salamu ala rasulihil karim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma ihdi qalbi wa saddid lisani waslul sakhimata qalbi. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Lesson number 55, Surah An-Nisa. Verses 7 to 15. We'll do the translation. لِلْرِجَالِ, for the men, نَصِيبٌ is a fixed share, مِمَّا, of what, تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ, the two parents left, وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ, and the closest relatives. وَلِلْنِسَاءِ, and for the women, نَصِيبٌ is a fixed share, مِمَّا, of what, تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ, the two parents left, وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ, and the closest relatives. Mimma, of what, qalla, there was little, minhu, of it, aw, or kathur, there was much. Nasiban, a fixed share, mafruḍa, one made obligatory. Wa idha, and when, hadara, they are present at, al-qismata, the division, ulul qurba, the close relatives, wal yatama, and the orphans, والمساكين, and the persons in need. فارزقوهم, then you all provide them, منه, from it, وقولوا, and you all say, لهم, to them, قولا, a word, معروفة, one recognized as acceptable. وليخشى, and they should fear, الذين, those who, لو, if, تركوا, they were to leave, من خلفهم, behind them, ذرية, offspring, ضعافاً, ones who are weak. خافوا, they would have feared, عليهم, for them. فليتقوا, so they should adopt consciousness of الله الله. وليقولوا, and they should say, قولاً, a word, سديدا, correct. إن, indeed, الذين, those who, يأكلون, they consume, أموالا, wealths, اليتامى, of the orphans, ظلماً, wrongly, إنما, indeed only, يأكلون, they consume, في, in, بطونهم, their bellies, نارًا, fire, وسيصلون, and they will burn in, سعيرا, flaming fire. يوصيكم الله, Allah enjoins you all, في, in regard to, أولادكم, your children. للذكر, for the male, مثل, is same as, حظي, share, الأنثيين, of the two females. فإن, then if, كنا, there are, نساء, women, فوق, more than, إثنتين, two, فلهن, then for them, ثلثا, is two-thirds, ما, of what, ترك, he left, وإن, and if, كانت, there is, واحدة, only one, فلها, then for her, النصف, is the half, ولأبويه, and for his two parents, لكل, for each, واحد, one, منهما, of them two, السدس, is the sixth, مما, of what, ترك, he left, إن, if, كان له, he had, ولد, a child. فإن, then if, لم يكن له, he did not have, ولد, a child, وورثه أبواه, and his two parents inherit from him, فلأمه, then for his mother, الثلث, is the third. فإن, then if, كان له, he had, إخوة, siblings, فلأمه, then for his mother, السدس, is the sixth. من بعد, after, وصية, any bequest, يوصي بها, he bequeaths it, أو, or, دين, any loan. آباؤكم, your parents, وأبناؤكم, and your children, لا, not, تدرون, you all know, أيهم, which of them, أقرب, is nearer, لكم, to you all, نفع, in benefit. فريضة, a true obligation, min, from, Allahi Allah, inna, indeed, Allaha Allah, Kana, he is ever, Aliman, ever knowing, Hakima, ever wise. Walakum, and for you all, Nisfu is half. Ma, of what? Taraka azwajukum, your wives left. In, if, lam yakul lahunna, they did not have, waladun, a child. Fa'in, then if, kana lahunna, they had, waladun, a child. Falakum, then for you all, al-rubu'u is the quarter. Mimma, of what? Tarakna, they left. Mimbardi, after, wasiyatin, any bequest, yusina biha, they bequeath it, aw, or, daynin, any loan. Walahunna, and for them, al-rubu'u is the quarter. Mimma, of what? Taraktum, you all left. In, if, لَمْ يَكُلْ لَكُمْ, you all did not have, وَلَدٌ, a child. فَإِنْ, then if, كَانَ لَكُمْ, you all had, وَلَدٌ, a child. فَلَهُنَّ, then for them, الثُّمُنُ is the eighth. مِمَّا, of what, تَرَكْتُمْ, you all left. مِنْ بَعْدِ, after, وَصِيَّةٍ, any bequest, تُوصُونَ بِهَا, you all bequeath it. أو, or, Dainin, any loan. Wa in, and if, kana, there is, rajulun, a man, yurathu, he is being inherited from, kalalatan, as one without parents or offspring, aw, or, imra'atun, a woman. Walahu, while he had, akhun, a brother, aw, or, ukhtun, a sister. Falikulli, then for each, wahidin, one, minhuma, of them two, as-sudus, is the sixth. Fa'in, then if, kanu, there are, akthara, more, min, than, dhalika, that, fahum, then they, shuraka, will be partners, fi, in, al-thuluth, the third. Min ba'di, after, wasiyatin, any bequest, yusa biha, it is bequeathed, aw, or, daynin, any loan, ghayra, not, Mudarrin, one who intentionally harms. Wasiyatan, a true injunction, min from Allahi Allah. Wallahu and Allah, alimun is ever-knowing, halimun ever-forbearing. Tilka, those, hududu are limits, Allahi of Allah. Waman and whoever, yuti'i, he obeys, Allaha Allah. Warasulahu and his messenger, yudkhilhu, he will make him enter, Jannatin, gardens. Tajri, it flows. Min tahtiha, under them. Al-anhar, the rivers. Khalidina, as ones who remain eternally. Fiha, in them. Wadhalika, and that. Al-fawzu, is the success. Al-azim, the ever-great. Waman, and whoever. Ya'asi, he disobeys. Allaha, Allah. Warasulahu, and his messenger. Wayata'adda, and he transgresses. Hududahu, his limits. Yudkhilhu, he will make him enter. Nara, fire. Khalidan, as one who remains eternally. Fiha, in it. Walahu, and for him. Adabun, will be a punishment. Muhinun, one that is humiliating. All right. Let's listen to the recitation of these verses, and then we will begin tafsir.
للرجال نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون وللنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون مما قل منه أو كثر نصيبا مفروضا وَإِذَا حَضَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينُ فَارْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهُ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وسيصلون سعيرا يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين فإن كن نساء فوق اثنتين فلهن ثلثا ما ترك وإن كانت واحدة فلها النصف ولأبويه لكل واحد منهما السدس مما ترك إن كان له ولد فإن لم يكن له ولد وورثه أبواه فلأمه الثلث فإن كان له إخوة فلأمه السدس من بعد وصية يوصي بها أو دين آباؤكم وأبناؤكم لا تدرون أيهم أقرب لكم نفعا فريضة من الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما ولكم نصف ما ترك أزواجكم إن لم يكن لهن ولد فإن كان لهن ولد فلكم الربع مما تركن من بعد وصية يوصين بها أو دين ولهن الربع مما تركتم إن لم يكن لكم ولد فإن كان لكم ولد فلهن الثمن مما تركتم من بعد وصية توصون بها أو دين وإن كان رجل يورث كلالة أو امرأة وله أخ أو أخت فلكل واحد منهما السدس فإن كانوا أكثر من ذلك فهم شركاء في الثلث من بعد وصية يوصى بها أو دين غير مضار وصية من الله والله عليم حليم تلك حدود الله ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك الفوز العظيم ومن يعص الله ورسوله ويتعد حدوده يدخله نارا خالدا فيها وله عذاب مهين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آية نمبر 7 للرجال نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون وللنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون For men is a share of what the parents and close relatives leave, and for women is a share of what the parents and close relatives leave. مِمَّا قَلَّ مِنْهُ أَوْ كَثُرْ Be it little or much. نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا An obligatory share. Sa'd ibn Rabir, رضي الله عنه, was martyred in the Battle of Uhud. And when he died, his brother took all of his estate and left nothing for the widow and the daughters of Sa'd ibn Rabir. So the widow came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and mentioned that the uncle of her daughters, meaning the brother of Sa'd ibn Rabir, took all of her deceased husband's wealth. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded the brother of Sa'd ibn Rabir to return the wealth and give the two daughters 2/3 and give the mother 1/8 and he told him the remainder is for you. So prior to Islam, the only person who would inherit from the deceased was someone who could hold a sword or throw a spear or shoot an arrow, meaning the strong people, the men were considered stronger, and so they would take the entire estate of the deceased. And the women would not inherit, nor would the children inherit anything, whether those children were male or female. And this was the custom, and it carried on for a while. And when the incident of Sa'd ibn Rabi' occurred, and his brother took everything as per custom, and the widow of Sa'd ibn Rabi' came to the Prophet ﷺ and complained to him of her poverty and her need, this ayah was revealed. And the Prophet ﷺ judged according to it. And the main thing is that he told the brother of Sa'd ibn Rabi' to return the wealth and give the two daughters 2/3 and give the mother 1/8. And he told him that he could take the remainder. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلْرِجَالِ, for the men, is نَصِيبٌ, a fixed share, and the men get a fixed share, مِمَّا, out of what, تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ, the two parents left. Who else left? وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ, and the closest relatives also left. الْوَالِدَانِ is the dual of وَالِد, two parents, meaning the mother and the father. So, men inherit from their parents. So, for example, a son inherits from his father, and a son also inherits from his mother. And mimma taraka, out of what left, yani from the property that has been left behind by the parents, and that is the estate, right? And mimma taraka includes everything that the parents have left. But notice, the men don't inherit everything that the parents leave. No, the men have a fixed share. There is an appointed portion. Nasib is a fixed share. You know, it's not everything. There is a share out of the total estate that the men get. And also, they get to inherit from who? Wal aqrabun, the closest relatives. Aqrabun is a plural of aqrab, closest relative. And walin nisa'i, and for the women, is nasibun, a fixed share, mimma taraka alwalidan, out of what the two parents left, and also wal aqrabun, and also what the closest relatives left. So a daughter, for example, inherits from her father, from her mother, and a woman inherits from her closest relatives. Okay? So this ayah is teaching us that men inherit and women also inherit. And the ages have not been mentioned, which means that it doesn't matter whether they are young or old. There are fixed shares for men, for males, and there are fixed shares for females, for women. Now, this is something that was unheard of, that both men and women are going to inherit, and that children also will inherit. Because I mentioned to you earlier that the Arabs would not do this. This was not their custom. Women would not inherit. Even the widow would not inherit. And children even, male or female, would not inherit. So who do men and women inherit from? Al-walidani wal-aqrabun. From the parents and the closest relatives. Now the question is, parents, it's clear, right? Father dies, the son, the daughter inherits. Mother dies, again, the children inherit. But what are these closest relatives? Who are these closest relatives? The thing is that there are different kinds of relatives. Okay, there are the wilqurba. There are those who are somehow related to you. Okay, then there are aqarib, those who are closely related to you. And then there are aqrabun, those who are most closely related to you. So among the close relatives are who? Aqrabun and ab'adun, those who are closer to you and those who are distant from you. So basically, not every relative is equally related to you. Yani, the closeness is not the same. I'm not talking about closeness in terms of your friendship with them. No, I'm talking about closeness in terms of relationship. Okay? So one is your paternal uncle, the brother of your father. He is closely related to you. And the other is the paternal uncle of your father. So your father's uncle. Out of the two, who is closer to you? Your paternal uncle, right? One is your paternal uncle, and the other is the son of your paternal uncle. Who is closer to you from the two? your paternal uncle. One is your maternal uncle and the other is the son of your maternal uncle. Who is closer to you? The maternal uncle, right? And in terms of relationship, that link is shorter, right? So there are levels of closeness. So one thing we understand from this is that every relative does not inherit. In fact, in some cases, close relatives also do not inherit. It is only the closest relatives that will inherit. For example, a woman dies, leaving behind children and grandchildren. Okay? Now, in this case, her children will inherit, and even though her grandchildren are close relatives, they will not inherit from her. Why? Because her children are there, her sons are there, her daughters are there, they're the ones who are going to inherit from her. So we understand from this that when the deceased dying person, dead person, leaves behind closest, close, and distant relatives, who will inherit from him? It is the closest relatives who will inherit. And in that case, the close and distant relatives will not inherit. However, in the absence of the closest relatives, like let's say a woman dies leaving behind no children, but she has grandchildren, okay? Then in that case, the close relatives will inherit, okay? So regardless of gender, what we understand from this ayah is that men and women both inherit from what their parents and close relatives leave. And the closer a person is in terms of relationship to the deceased, the more likely it is that they will have a share of inheritance. Now, one thing I want you to notice is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions لِلْرِجَالِ وَلِلْنِسَاءِ. The men have a share and the women have a share, right? There's no third gender that is mentioned here, which means that if a person does not identify as a male and does not identify as a woman, then they don't get a share of inheritance. They have to be a man or a woman. And that's the thing. I mentioned to you at the beginning of the surah also that وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And we have to be very clear on this. They're either men or women, either male or female. There's nothing in between. And I mentioned to you the case of the people who are born such that the intersex people, I mentioned to you briefly about what is to be done in their individual cases. Anyway, if a person is a man, okay, that is how they have been created, then they will get the share of a man. And if a person is a woman, all right, that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them, then they will get the share of a woman. And remember, the share of a man differs from the share of a woman. The share of a son is different from that of a daughter, okay? And each has a nasib. لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيب وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيب. Nasib is from Nun Saad Ba. Nasab is to fix. So it's a fixed portion. Ansab from the same root is used for idols that people had fixed in places. Alright? So a fixed portion. And this fixed portion is decided by who? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has been assigned to different individuals by who? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani this is a must. It's not an option. Okay? And this share is going to be taken from what? Mimma taraka. From that which has been left by the two parents and by the closest relatives. Meaning from those who have died among the parents and those who have died among the closest relatives. Any from what has been left by the deceased, whether that deceased is a parent or the deceased is of the closest relatives. And what has been left, which means that the division of the inheritance is after death, not before. Okay? Some people, what they like to do is they like to divide their inheritance in their lifetime. And it's okay if you want to, you know, make things easier for your children, etc. But you cannot divide your inheritance while you're still alive. What you can do in your life is that you can give gifts to your children. Okay? But in terms of gift giving, you have to be just and fair between them. All right? Yani, you will give your daughter the same as what you will give your son. All right? But if you die, then after your death, the estate will be divided according to the portions that have been assigned by Allah. Okay? Now, it's a separate discussion whether a person should divide their estate in their lifetime as gifts to their children or they should leave it and let it be divided according to the law of inheritance after their death. Inshallah, we'll have that discussion perhaps another time. But مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون, يعني these shares are to be divided after death. And the estate of the deceased will be divided among the heirs. مما قل منه أو كثر. مما from what? قل was little. منه from it. أو كثر or it was a lot. يعني whether the estate is a little or a lot. You don't worry about that. The estate will be divided according to the shares that have been assigned. And the total value of the estate does not matter. So whether it was qalil, qalla from qalil, qaf lam lam, and kathur from kathir, kaf thara, yani whether the estate is a little bit or it is a lot of it, it doesn't matter. The total value does not matter. What matters is that you divide the estate according to the formula, the law, the fixed shares that have been assigned. So for example, if a person dies leaving behind just a few $100, that's the total worth of their property. That is their total estate. Then that will be divided among the heirs. What if the heirs get only $5-6 each? Well, that's all they get. But that is according to the law of Allah. And if a person dies leaving behind millions and millions of dollars, what about that? Yes, that also will be divided according to the law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. So it does not matter how much the estate is, and it also does not matter what form the estate is in, meaning whether it is in the form of money or gold or car, house, clothes, toiletries, dishes, bed sheets, furniture, everything. مِمَّا قَلَّ مِنْهُ أَوْ كَثُرُ. This means the entire state, whatever its worth is, whatever its form is, it has to be divided among the heirs. Now sometimes a mistake that people make is that, for instance, if the mother dies leaving behind gold, then only the daughters will take it. And nothing of that gold is given to the sons, because they say, oh, what is the son going to do with it? Or for example, if father dies leaving behind a car, the son will just take the car. Why? Because what will the daughter do with it? This is not correct. You can't just go and take something that you think, you know, you can use best and the other cannot use. It doesn't matter whether you can use it or not. What matters is the value, the worth of that estate. And if it is something that was left by the deceased, it will be counted in their total estate. And then the estate will be divided among the heirs according to the shares that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed. So what should happen is that when a person dies, then every single thing that they owned, okay, it has to be divided among the heirs. Nothing can be taken without the knowledge of the heirs or in exclusion to some. And for example, if the women, if the daughters among them decide, okay, we'll just divide this jewelry among ourselves, and our brothers, they don't need to know about this, they have no interest in this. You can't do that. Okay? Likewise, if the heirs are aqil and baligh, meaning they are sane, mentally sane, and they are adults, they can forfeit some or all of the share. Okay? Like for example, if the son says yes, I know I have a share in this gold, but I don't need it, right? So you girls enjoy it. You girls take it, okay? That is permissible. But it is best that first each heir is assigned their share, okay? And then after that, they can do whatever they want with it. They can give it to another heir. They can give it up. That should happen afterwards. And if the heirs are children, then no one can forfeit their share on their behalf. Okay? Like, for example, if a man dies leaving behind a house and a car. Okay, let's say the house and the car were his property, and the wife did not have any share in that, and she did not legally own any portion of it. Let's say. And now what happens? She has little children. Okay? And the father left behind a car. And the woman says, I don't drive, I don't need this car. Right? So she says, okay, this car, you know, I can just give it away. And if she sells it in order to add to the estate of the deceased husband, that's different. But if she's giving it away so that she can just, you know, use the money herself, or she gives it away to a friend or to her brother because her brother likes that car, that is not correct, because the children have a right over that, right? The children have a right over that. So she cannot forfeit their right on their behalf. She does not have the authority to do that. Okay? So when someone dies, what is supposed to happen? All of their property should be gathered together. All of the heirs should be gathered together. And then the estate should be divided according to the shares that have been appointed by Allah. And then if they want to do any exchanges among themselves, that is permissible. These exchanges can be in the form of, for instance, the one son gets to take the gold, which is worth 7,000. Okay. So he says to his sister that, I know you got gold already, but why didn't you take this gold from me? And you can pay me 7,000. That is perfectly fine. He can sell his share to her, or he can exchange it with her. Okay. That is perfectly fine. This is permissible, but it should happen after the assigned shares are divided among the heirs, so that each person is doing, you know, if they're giving up some or all of their share, if they're selling it, if they're exchanging it, you know, this is a decision made with consent. Okay. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nasiba mafruda. Nasiban, a fixed share. Mafruda, one made obligatory. Mafrud from fard. Yani this has been obligated by Allah. Yani the hal of this nasib, if you look at the beginning of the ayah, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ. So the state of this nasib is that it is mafruda. It is made obligatory by Allah, not you. So each share for a given heir has been appointed by Allah. And the amount of that share has also been appointed by Allah. And since it is an obligation, you cannot change it. You cannot edit it. When it comes to salah, can you just change the number of rak'at that you pray? Like, for example, four rak'ah. You say, today I'm too tired, I'm just going to pray one. Can you do that? No, you can't. This is obligated by Allah. You have to respect the numbers, right? Likewise, when it comes to inheritance, the shares have been fixed by Allah. The heirs also have been assigned by Allah. And each heir's share has also been assigned by Allah. And all of this is mafrud. This is not an option. And this is not something that you have the liberty to change. And this is the reason why the knowledge of the law of inheritance is actually called ilmul fara'id. The knowledge of fara'id. Fara'id as in obligations, yani the shares that have been obligated by Allah. Now, how much are these shares? What exactly are these shares? So for example, how much does a man inherit from his father or from his mother? Or how much does a woman inherit from her father or her mother? Or how much does a man or a woman inherit from their spouse or from their aqrabun, their closest relatives, such as their child or their sibling or their aunt or their uncle? All of these shares are detailed in Ayatul Mawarith, which are verses 11 and 12, and also verse 176, the last verse of the surah. This ayah and the following ayat, okay, from 7 to 10, they basically set the ground for the law of inheritance. Okay? And before the shares are allotted, there are some important concepts that people must understand. What is the main thing that we understand from this ayah? That the shares are fixed for both men and women, and these shares cannot be changed. We don't get to decide how much, for example, a daughter inherits and how much a son inherits, and if the brother inherits or not. These are not things that we get to decide. These are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided. Okay?